I have the opportunity to speak with Maria Vasquez from Flamenco Denver today. Please tell us what's special about the October 21st event.
There is a lot of things special about this event. First, because Flamenco Denver, we survived this hard time this last year. So we are back with a lot of energy, and we are bringing all these fantastic musicians, artists from all over the place to help us to bring the flamenco culture one more time to the Denver community and to all the surrounding areas. So it's a wonderful time to celebrate that we are getting over this hard time, I think.
Is there requirements to have a vaccination proof to go into the Newman Center to see the show Raíces from Flamenco Denver?
Yes, there is some requirement. People have to show proof of vaccination or a negative test in order to assist, since it's an indoor venue. Of course, mask recommended, not mandatory.
When you have had this show, you have also offered classes and talleres or workshops for the whole community previous to the big event. Is this happening again too?
This is happening again. Flamenco community, the dancers and musicians in the Denver area, they're very excited about having all these artists coming to teach them. So it'll be a wonderful week. It's not just a performance, it's just a whole life experience of intensive flamenco culture.
Maria Vasquez, can you explain to us what is flamenco for you?
Flamenco is it's a cultural experience, it's a way of living, it's an art form, a very alive art form that is continuing change. Yeah, new artists keep incorporating new movement in the dance or world, or the singing change a little bit every time. It's very alive, it's a mixing between ballet and jazz, if you can relate to that. It's just a wonderful way to bring the community together, to enjoy music, to enjoy life.
From my experience, when I listen to flamenco, is that I see that it's done right there at the moment. Musicians and dancers connect and they create something new every time they come in. Even though they rehearse, the moment they are together, it's always new.
That's right. Flamenco is very improvised in some ways. So there is a conversation in between musicians and dancers. Of course, when there's a group of dancers performing, they all have to practice and rehearse and do the same step. But even when there is a group of dancers, and we, as you know, these musicians, these artists that they come with to perform with us, they come just 3 days before the show. So there is the possibilities of changing during the performance, and that lead to the spontaneous moment and the totally engaged. You have to be totally engaged in the moment.
Maria Vasquez with Flamenco Denver, how long have you been offering these performances for the Denver community?
The Raíces program started 7 years ago. So this is our sixth performance where we bring all these elite artists from out of town to help improve the flamenco in Denver.
Besides these performances, I am aware also that you have been teaching in schools to little kids what flamenco is all about. Why do you think this is important for the community, especially for the Spanish-speaking communities in Denver?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, since we have been celebrating the Heritage Month for this Hispanic and Latino community. I think it's very important. There's a lot of ancestors in the community here that in one way or another one comes from Spain. So we bring flamenco to schools, to all Title I school for free. The other program that we did while COVID, we did like 13 performances in the street. Since we couldn't perform in the theater, we decided to bring flamenco to the people in the street. So we went to parks, different neighborhoods. We always have a great acceptance.
You are bringing not only amazing musicians and dancers, but you're also bringing the sense of culture that is so unique. What would you like people to know about this performance that is important so that they don't miss it?
Flamenco is a very unique experience. These wonderful dancers and musicians are top world. We have a Cuban percussionist, Diego El Negro, who have been for many years traveling with Juan Luis Guerra for all the Latino community, who knows Juan Luis Guerra. But he also performs, he's one of the top percussionists in the flamenco world. He accompanies Sara Varas, Antonio Canales, major names in the flamenco culture. We also have Jose Manuel Alconchel, a wonderful guitarist from Cadiz, Jose Cortez, he's come from France, and Antonio Granjero, he comes from Cadiz too, and Estefania Ramirez, his wife, who's a lovely dancer, plus all my elite dancers from Flamenco Denver, that they are wonderful too.
Where can people go to find out more about the event and get tickets?
You can go to the website for Flamenco Denver, so flamencodenver.org, or you can go straight to the Newman Center website. Go ahead and go get your tickets. October 21st, don't forget that, Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're very happy to donate tickets to the radio station to help with the fundraising that you guys are doing right now.
Thank you so much, Maria Vasquez with Flamenco Denver, talking to us about the event that's coming October 21st, another Raíces show with flamenco dancers, flamenco musicians, and a whole venue of fantastic artists. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter. Maria, the piece that I'm going to be playing right now, if you can intro it for us.
This piece is 2 years ago from 2019 performance, and it's choreography that we did together with Manuel Gutierrez, with Music Original Music, with Andrés Badín, José Cortés, and Diego Álvarez El Negro.
Let's listen.